Okay, so I just came back. This is going to be a quick rant because I just got back from walking around downtown Prague again. And like, man, every time I walk around the city, like I always end up talking to a bitch. And it's clear like she's trying to talk to me. But like, the reason I named this video, why I even talk to him? Okay, and my situation is this. Like I said, in Prague, you got brothels, right? You can just pay a bitch $50, $8 to do whatever the fuck you want and then bounce. You don't gotta call the bitch. You don't gotta text her. You don't gotta keep her entertained. You don't gotta be around her. You don't gotta deal with all that other nonsense. See, this is why I personally advocate just buying hookers. It's much easier. Because here, now, this is the picture of the girl I got. I don't know if you can see it. That's a picture of the girl that I got. After leaving a brothel one night, I caught her on the tram, and there's another picture of her. Like, legit, she's a pharmacist. She's fucking 24 years old, and she's a pharma. Beautiful girl, man, beautiful girl. But like, I never texted her. Like, because it's like, why? So now I got the like, okay. The reason I even wanted to make this video is because I was walking around a mall looking for some shorts, and I hate H&M. But I'm desperate. I'm looking for shorts because I want to be prepared for when it gets hot outside, right? So I go into H&M. I get to talking up this fucking beautiful fucking girl. She maybe 19, 20, but she is like just walking perfection. And the girl is such walking perfection that she doesn't even realize how much walking perfection she is. Like if that girl had been in America, like she wouldn't be wearing H&M. I'll tell you that much right now. Like somebody taking care of her. And like, man, chatter up, blah blah, and she was like clearly trying to keep me like in the store with her because she kept saying, "Well, I can go help you look for something, and I can do this, and I can do that." And I can. She kept offering to help, offering to be, you know, to be in existence with me, and I'm just like, "No, nah, I'm good. I don't want anything," because, like I said, man, here one $5 Uber ride to the brothel, you fought, and you had your choice of college age students or older women, if you want, which one you want, you pick. Okay, come on, let's go. Like, you see, and this is the problem that women do not understand. If a man is a high value man, he's going to have more options than you. And I hope you show this to a woman to get this part, to expose her to the inner workings of it. If a man is of higher value, he will have choices that are better than any one woman. That's just how it plays out. That's it. See, like back before I knew what I was when I got married, I didn't know all this. You see what I'm saying? Like I didn't experiment with it. I had never played with it. I didn't know. That's why I got married. You see, because I was still beta boy, you know, hoping to get my princess unicorn. I was still in that mentality, even though like I knew some of the bullshit that was going on, but that deeper part of my soul was still searching for unicorn princess that'll, you know, love me forever type shit. It was still looking for that. You see what I'm saying? And even though I knew she wasn't it, like I remember even lying to myself to tell myself that she was it. You see what I'm saying? Like, and the reality of it is it very rarely exists. That's the reality. But in the world, man, women have to realize if a man is of high value, he is going to have choices that are always going to be better than any singular woman. He's always going to be able to do that. You see what I'm saying? So that there's no reason. Okay, like in my position, for let's just use the girl I showed you a picture of. There is no driving force for me to go to be des to be I won't say desperate, but to be, I don't even want to say needy, but there's no I have no nothing pushing me to devote myself to her. You see, because I know I can just go to the coffee shop, I can go to the mall, I can, or worst comes to worst, I can just go to a brothel and just pay a woman, you know, the cost of a video game to do whatever the fuck I want to do. You see what I'm saying? So like, and this is what I'm trying to say is, in relation to a woman's brain, it behooves a woman to go with what she would call a lower quality male, also known as a male who maybe doesn't have, you know, as many options, blah, blah, blah. It really behooves a woman to do that because That man, like I said, I remember what I used to be. I remember it was all about the one woman I was talking to and I'd give her everything, blah, blah, blah. See, these men are going to cherish one woman. You see what I'm saying? Because maybe they just don't have any options, or maybe they just never let go of that mentality, or or maybe they never experimented like I have, and traveling around the world fucking bitches from everywhere on the planet. They've never experimented with this, so they don't know what's really out there. And see, it would really behoove women on a whole to go after these men instead of the men who who are actively walking around traveling, doing all types of shit, blah, blah, blah. Like what I've turned into, I am just not going to spend much time on any one woman. That's just what it is. I mean, and I'm so proud and gangster. Like I'd rather grab a bottle of lotion and Pornhub before I go deal with a lot of women, like on an interpersonal basis, like to take them out on dates and shit like that. Oh, if I had to choose between having to sit up with a bitch at a restaurant and have to be there for an hour and a half, or sit home, have a bottle of lotion and Pornhub for 20 minutes and you know what I'm saying, and watch it and see what I want to see type shit on the internet, I'll pick a Pornhub, because I'm just that bold and gangster in my shit. Like I will tell anybody, I'd rather jack off than deal with, I'd say, at least 50% of women on a regular date. Because it's just torture. It's torturous to be around them. Like, but they don't see, because society, Disney, between Disney channels, society, modern feminism, and social media, it's hyped up women to believe that they're some type of a prize. You see, don't get me wrong, they're nice to look at, but they're no, I mean, the inner workings of the reality is they're no prize. If anything, like I said in the last video, what they do is, I mean, their existence is, after looking at them and fucking them and maybe having them shed a few kids, their existence is pretty much just a constant degradation on human society. Really look at it, really pay attention to it. Any single mother who doesn't have a father in a kid's life, everybody around her is being just depleted of resources because of her. You see, everything that they, after fucking them, kissing them, and looking at them for a while, they have no positive, they don't have much positive purpose. And in reproducing, there's no much more, and they know it. You see, like, this is why in the last video I said, this is why they don't respond well to nice guys, because nice guys are trying to project a positive existence in them, but they know that there's not much positive about their existence on the planet. You see, like, they know it. So this is why they shit. That's a big reason why they shit on nice guys. Because it's like they're saying to themselves, I know I'm not worth this. This fool thinks I'm worth this. So I'll get it. I'll play this fool as long as he gives me his resources. But even then, the woman just gets frustrated because she knows it. She knows she's going to do nothing but slow him down and degrade him. You see, and she hates the guilt of doing that to a guy who really can do better than her, but he chose her. She hates that guilt. So it just, all of that just works on them, man. All of that, it just works on their mentality, and they hate it. That's why they hate nice guys. That's why they like guys who just walk off on them, reject their advances. That's why they go after them, because see, that's what they're really worth. You see what I'm saying? It's the equality. That's the equality. That, because every woman knows that's what she's really worth. She's worth to be walked off on. You see, she's worth to be ignored. They know it. You see, that's why, like, it's like attracts like in that position. You see, some guys pretend to be assholes. Some guys naturally are assholes. But the end result is they're assholes to women. And then women know that that's all they're really worth. You see what I'm saying? Even the brightest princess to the fucking dirtiest drug addict on the street, none of them feel comfortable around a nice guy unless they are homeless and need his resources. And then as soon as those resources are met, then she don't care about him anymore. But those asshole guys, oh, you'll find tons of stories on the internet. Yeah, my husband was an abusive, manipulating, cheating asshole. I was with him for 15 years. But now, on the same instance, have you ever seen a woman complain about a nice guy boyfriend that was, didn't even remember his name, let alone been with him for longer than 6 months? You don't see it. You don't see it. That's why. You see what I'm saying? You see, like, man, I don't know. I'm out of here. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna drink some more beer and fucking kick it. And it's Monday, 3:20. It's 3:25 where I am now. So yeah, PM. Well, obviously, because you can see the light, so it's afternoon. But yeah, have a good day, man.